trials of Christ. The Jews and some Romans thought that Jesus spoke of an earthly kingdom. But Jesus Christ is not talking about a political earthly kingdom. He's not talking about that. They have taken a little, just like a lot of Christians today, they've taken some of the things they know in the Old Testament, some of the things that they understand, put all of this together, and he's going to be a revolutionist, and he's going to form another nation. People, that's the very thing that they're looking for, is the very thing that they're going to crucify him about. And it's the very thing that they don't understand, because he's not going to do that. He did not come to establish a political, economic nation. Look at chapter 18, verse 36. Just look ahead to chapter 18, verse 36. Jesus, 18:36, Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting that I might not be delivered up to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." People, you and I must live in the United States, in the state of Texas. We live in this world. But you and I have to live in another realm. You and I have to live in another kingdom. It's very difficult to explain. The decisions that you and I make are not based on the sight. The decisions that you and I make are based on a spiritual warfare, a spiritual kingdom. Who we marry, where we live, where we go to church, what we do with our time, what we do with our money, what we do with our lives. It's not based on this world. It's based on another world. And that's difficult. It's difficult to constantly do, especially when things are very difficult or very happy and wonderful in our society. I did a wedding last Saturday, and in weddings, there's that famous old line, "For better or for worse." If I could take some time out and do some teaching at a wedding, I would do most of my teaching on for the better. Because a lot of times in the worst, people kind of pull together. He needs me, she needs me. But boy, when everything is going so good, and we've got enough money, man has enough money that he can do other things, a woman has enough money, she can do other things, the for the better often causes far more problems in a marriage than for the worse. I'm not saying for the worse won't, but a lot of times people are drawn together when there's trouble. Now, I know there are people who take off and run, husbands and wives. But in the principle, a lot of America today has been hurt, not by the worse, but by the better. Just things going so well, I don't have time for Christ in my life, this point that I'm making here. So, His kingdom is not here. We're not here, and I've said this before, we're not here about a witness against the world. You and I, the fact that we are witnesses against anything is simply a result of being what we are witness for. You and I are a witness for something else. We're not here to change it up. We're not here to get the people that we want in office in the sense of some kind of a big block. People, you and I individually are here to live our own individual lives in regard to who and what Christ is, and then have that influence of that light in the world. 3. Gigi, we, after getting here early, doing everything, we didn't turn on the air conditioner. Okay. 3. Many Romans, as well as Jews, did interpret the words of Jesus Christ to refer to the establishment of a political kingdom on earth. Romans were going to think that way. The Jews are going to think that way. Vespasian IV wrote of the earthly political movement of Jesus and his followers, thinking that's what they were about. 4. Add to this fact that this is exactly what most of the Jews were looking for in a Messiah. It's so complicated with all that's going on. This is what they were really looking for, to deliver them from the hatred dominion of Rome. Before that, the Persians, the Greeks. Many people hear what they want to hear, not what is being said. They're not listening to what Christ is saying. Jesus Christ has already rejected their offer as king. He's already rejected that. I almost wanted to take time to go and study it, but we've got to move on. He's already rejected to be their king and lead them against Rome. The Jews at the time of Christ, as well as today, have no real spiritual interest. They're not concerned about the spiritual. They're concerned about themselves, concerned about their own prosperity. Many today, if Jesus Christ does not change my life,